This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Welcome to today's Feed Forum. Our topic is going to be looking at the effects of raw and roasted high oleic soybeans in lactating cows. This research is reported by Dr. Adam Locke at Michigan State University and appeared in the September Journal of Dairy Science Research Report. A high oleic acid basically is a different type of fatty acid found in soybeans. A reason we've oleic is a C18-1 fatty acid, which has one double bond. It's very rumen friendly. In fact, it improves digestibility of fats in the diet itself. And this has been produced both through GMO technology and also through genetic selection as well. And so soybeans are very high in C18-2. That's two double bonds, kind of known as linoleic acid, and that has to be adjusted for by the rumen microbes. And they'll try to hydrogenate that. And if they do it right, we're okay. If they do it wrong, we're going to see some negative impacts here on the COA fatty acids. The study at Michigan State involved 36 multi-pairs Holstein cows, averaging slightly over 100 pounds of milk and 110 days in milk. And they looked at four treatments. Number one, and this is in the Latin square design, by the way. The first one would be a control, obviously. That was soybean meal and soy holds. The second one was a 16% roasted high oleic soybeans. These are roasted. The third one would be raw, the same kind of product. And the fourth treatment would use the raw, 16% raw, and then use some rumen bypass amino acids to try to increase the amino acid flow to the mammary gland. For our listeners, the size of the soybeans was basically 790 microns, which means it's more of a cracked bean rather than a ground bean at this point as well. And as we said, the oleic acid in the soybeans will reach 83%, Bill. So it's by far the lion's share of that fatty acid. So the results are kind of interesting. First of all, we saw a decrease about 1.1 pound dry matter intake when the oleic soybeans are fed compared to the control diets. In terms of 4% fat-corrected milk, the control cows produced a very respectable 96 pounds of milk. We look at the raw soybeans, they're at 100 pounds of milk. The raw soybean with the extra amino acids, 102. And the winner was the energy-corrected milk basis was the roasted soybean at 107 pounds of milk. So obviously the roasting does have impact. What it does for our listener is that it knocks out some of the anti-protein factors and increase the amount of rumen available protein, amino acids, I should say, to the mammary gland. Also with the roasted soybeans, milk urea nitrogen was lower. That reflects a better utilization of the nitrogen in the feeding program at this point. And with any of the soybeans, the oleic soybeans, we saw about 330 grams more preformed fatty acids. And with today's milk butterfat price, Bill, that's worth about $2.30 extra. So certainly our take-home messages are that roasting soybeans, either conventional or the high oleic, will increase milk yield and component. The high oleic soybeans have an excellent place in the diet, which reduces the risk of having digestive problems and unsaturated fatty acids causing problems due to rumen hydrogenation. We can see that adding amino acids to the raw bean was beneficial. Not sure it'd be economical as far as that goes. Certainly the roasting of the bean does have an advantage over the raw bean. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now.
Disaster assistance. The consideration of the Senate Appropriations Committee Wednesday. Among several federal officials testifying for such an aid package, Agriculture Deputy Secretary Sochil Torres-Small.
Every time I visit a disaster site, I'm struck by how close we all are to experiencing homelessness, going bankrupt, or relying on a food bank for nourishment. Those impacts might include losing your home, losing your business, and if you're a farmer, losing the chance to pass your farm on for future generations.
The Deputy Secretary notes both the essential partnership of federal agencies in recovery efforts, as well as how government at times can be cumbersome in slowing down needed disaster aid.
Operations, how we get resources out the door most quickly and delivered to those who most need them. Recognizing that the smallest operators in our food supply chain are essential to that chain and are also often the most at risk of going out of business after a disaster.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.